Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler. Happy to be joined today by one of the more athletic and twitched up edge rushers in the 2024 NFL Draft. That is Ovi Agofu from LSU. Ovi, first things first, man, I appreciate you joining me. How's this pre-draft process been for you so far?
Man, thank you for having me. It's been going good, you know, just handling everything step by step. And, you know, I can't complain. Everything's going good, you know, getting a lot of interest and, you know, just keeping the fire rolling. That's it.
Ovi, for those out there, man, that haven't checked you out in your college career at Notre Dame, Texas, LSU, and now we're going to get into those stops in just a little bit, man. But what are teams getting in you off the edge and also a guy that's going to be a leader in the locker room as well?
I mean, shoot, you pretty much said it right there. they're getting a player that's coming off the edge. Real athletic, versatile, can play off ball, back here, playing on the edge, played in multiple, you know, defenses. So, you know, I got a lot of football IQ, and as well as a great teammate and a great leader on the field. You know, just a guy that wants to win, is ready to win, trying to bring the Super Bowl to whatever city wants me. And yeah, that's what they keep.
Over the past few months, man, since your season ended for LSU, obviously you guys had a hell of a year down there in the SEC. What are some things, man, that you've been looking to fine-tune in your game? Is it your pass rush repertoire? Is it just getting stronger, man? What are some things you've been working on these last few months?
Really, all aspects of my game, just making sure that, you know, I'm honed up on my football IQ. It's definitely my pass rush repertoire. And as well as, you know, getting back to playing some off-ball backer, which some teams are interested in seeing me play as well. So really just fine-tuning everything. With my game, coming from edge rushers, you know, my hands, making sure I'm still, you know, explosive off the ball. And then off-ball backer, my football IQ, you know, my feet, my hips, and then coverage ability as well. So that's kind of really what I've been working on throughout the of course, also, you know, speed and all of that for the pro day and, 40s and all of that. But, you know, around this time, you know, really just, you know, honing in on the football skills, football IQ, you know, getting ready to talk to teams and chop talk and all of that. So,
absolutely. Ovi, you have one of the more unique backgrounds in this entire draft as far as the stop that you were at. I mean, there's not a lot of guys in this class that spend time at prestigious programs, man, like Notre Dame under Brian Kelly, obviously LSU with Brian Kelly, and then, of course, you were in the Big 12 at Texas as well. Can you just talk about your time in the portal and obviously how that played a part in your collegiate experience, man, and just give us a little bit of a deep dive into your stops at all three of those spots?
Yeah, so my first stop at Notre Dame, of course, where I got my bachelor's degrees, where I kind of got, you know, my foot in the door in terms of just college football, how that style is. And, you know, I graduated early from Notre Dame and, you know, was able to be a grad transfer after 3 years. And I used that opportunity just to, you know, just get a better opportunity in terms of the football, you know, more playing time, you know, leadership role, which I found at Texas. And, you know, playing in the Big 12 was amazing. Playing under Coach K, playing under Coach Sark was amazing as well. You know, I was more in the rebuilding stages of it, you know, where my teams were the ones that kind of built the foundation of, you know, what they were able to do this past season. But, again, just big shout out to Coach PK, you know, for letting me play a little bit off ball backer, as well as, you know, really sending me off the edge and just showing what I can do and just really helping me show my versatility, you know, while I was at Texas and playing in the Big 12. And, you know, of course, with the Big 12, got a lot of, you know, no huddle spread offenses. Yeah. So playing in that, you know, that style of football kind of, you know, is really good, you know, leading into the NFL and, you know, how the game is changing, being a lot more faster, a lot more throwing. So, really prepared me. And then, of course, my last stop at LSU, you know, was there for 1 year and really was a great opportunity to just get the professional aspect of college football. You know, I loved, you know, how Brian Kelly runs his program. You know, really, really sets us up for success, you know, heading into the NFL. So, you know, it was a great year. Being able to go out there and play with the Tigers, playing the SEC defense, so that I can, you know, dominate in the SEC and just, you know, just leaning on to where we at right now.
Ovi, take me into that experience, man, a little bit more into LSU. Obviously, you know, Notre Dame is super, super prestigious, Big 12 at Texas, obviously prestigious program as well. But, man, the SEC, you hear it every single year as far as bigger, faster, stronger, the level of talent that you, not just that you faced on Saturdays, but also that you faced every single day of the week, whether you're lining up next to Mekhi Wingo, Jordan Jefferson, you got Harold Perkins coming off the edge, and then you got guys on the opposite side of the ball, Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas. Just talk to me about that experience, man, in the SEC and just lining up every single day, not just in practice, but a game day to where you just can't take snaps off at any moment.
Yeah, I mean, really, like, you know, what NFL teams like about me is my competitiveness and, you know, my urge to win. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about winning. It's all about being competitive. And that's exactly what the SEC brings, and let alone LSU, you know, playing with some of the, you know, the top dudes in the nation, top athletes in the nation, you know, and playing with them every single day, you know, it just makes you better as a player. Yeah. And then going back on Saturday and then playing some of the top, you know, athletes in the nation again, you know, on national TV. We used to always play at 7 p.m. You know, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. I learned a lot about myself. You know, I pushed myself a lot. And, you know, I was able to have a really successful year. And to really, really, really contribute to a great defense.
You played in a lot of big games during your career, Ovi, not just, you know, games that you'd line up at Death Valley, line up in South Bend or in Austin, but is there a certain stadium or a certain environment that just stands out to you in your collegiate career, just you wish you could maybe do it over 2-3 times again?
Man, I don't know. I just feel like each stadium had their own just type of vibe when it is that is just so unique. And, you know, there's just so many big games that was played. What I can tell you is that, you know, there are some games that I played at Notre Dame Stadium, that I played at University of Texas, and I played at LSU that, you know, I really did enjoy, you know, just because of, you know, that environment and that game day experience. Notre Dame, it was definitely when we played Clemson in 2020 and won that. In overtime, that was, you know, one that I definitely, you know, would want to go back and look at again. When we played Alabama, even though we lost that one, you know, that was a really close one, and it really showed our team fight, you know, how, you know, we were kind of really written off, you know, to not even be close to winning that game, and just, you know, being able to go out there and really just show, you know, what we had and show our fight, our Texas fight, that we always say. And then... And then at LSU, man, I'll probably say playing Florida, you know, it was a tightly contested game that we ended up coming out and winning at 7 p.m., nighttime in Death Valley. You know, those are just some moments that, you know, I'll cherish forever. A few of them.
Ovi, what are some things, man? We talked about your game on the field, man, when you're all strapped up, whether you're, you know, got your hand in the dirt or you're standing outside linebacker or you're playing off-ball linebacker. But what are some things, man, that you like to do off the field? You just kind of like to hang back with friends and family? You like to cook, man? What are some things you like to do away from football?
Man, I like to travel. I really like to travel. I like to see new places. I like to, you know, try new foods. Like, I love different cultures and different, you know, different places and stuff. And, you know, I also like to, you know, hang out with my friends, cool it, play the game. I'm really active. I like going outside. I like seeing things for real. I'm a real sightseer for sure.
Is there a certain place in the world, man, that you want to visit in due time?
Man, eventually, I'll say two places. In COVID, I was supposed to study abroad in Brazil.
Okay.
When I was at Notre Dame. And, you know, that wasn't able to happen, of course. So that's one place that's on my bucket list. And then another place, and I really have no clue why, because I really don't know too much about this place, but I don't know. It just sounds like it'd be a beautiful place to go, and that's Spain. Mm-hmm. You know, either Madrid or, you know, another city out there. But that's another place that, you know, I would that's definitely on the bucket list. But, yeah, on my all-time, I really like to just chill, you know, play the game, watch film. I was a film and television major. So, you know, I love movies. I love taking my time with that. But yeah, I love traveling though. Traveling is definitely something I really like.
Absolutely, man. Look, a couple more for you, Ovi, before we get you out of here, man. You talked about your versatility along the defensive line. Whether, again, you got your hand in the dirt, whether you're standing up. And also, you talked about your interest from teams as far as playing off-ball linebacker as well, man. Are there certain guys that are inactive or inactive, whether they're college guys, NFL guys, that you've looked at in the past? Because obviously, you've got your own skill set, your own type of ball player. But are there certain things that you take from certain guys to add into your game as well?
Oh, definitely. One person, I say, like, just a true edge rusher. True edge rusher, probably in that 4-3 defense is Max Crosby, okay, for sure. I really love his motor. It's similar to how we play, you know, just our motor, you know, length and, you know, ability to bend, get around a corner, you know, just cause havoc. And, you know, he went to Eastern Michigan. So, you know, he's a little, you know, he's a part Michigan guy, but, you know, I really like his motor. And that's one player. And then I'll probably say, more of a more of a, like an outside backer. I really like Von Miller, of course. You know, Von Miller is definitely, mm-hmm, you know, somebody I grew up always, you know, watching and everything. His get off, his reaction, his instincts is just unreal. And yeah, and then I probably say just like inside backer, you know, just playing off football backer, and I've watched a lot this year, is Fred Warner for sure. His football IQ, his feet, like, you know, having DB feet as linebacker, you know, is definitely just a crazy, crazy, crazy advantage. And you know, it's something, you know, I try to blend all of that, you know, being able to, you know, coming into this draft, coming into this, like what I bring, you know, in this draft class is the ability to do all three, you know, play off ball, you know, play outside, play the 4-3, you know what I'm saying? I'm really a really good plug and play player. And, yeah.
Ovi, you've mentioned football IQ a ton, and I love that because guys, look, just some guys, whether they have it or they don't, you know, when you watch them on tape, and obviously when you get to the NFL level, things speed up, offensive concepts are different personnel, groupings, all 12, 11, 10, lots of stuff going on in the backfield specifically. Can you just talk about what football IQ really means to you, or what your definition of football IQ is? Because obviously it could change for a guy, whether you're a defensive end like yourself or I'm talking to a safety. Just talk about football IQ and really what that means for you when you approach the line of scrimmage before the ball snapped.
I mean, in the simplest terms, it's just knowing ball.
Yeah.
You know, again, yep, just, you know, studying formations, studying tendencies, offensive tendencies, studying mannerisms, you know, whether it be quarterback mannerisms, snap mannerisms from the center, mannerisms from the tackle, you know, is it a run or a pass, you know, being able to just, you know, just getting some IQ, some knowledge that just makes the game a lot more faster when you're
right
on the field. And that's something that, like, you know, I try to always try to do, whether it's prep, whether it's, you know, game prep, whether it's just off-season prep, is just always, you know, learning as much ball as possible. And that's something I'm doing throughout this whole process right now, is continually watching film. And because eventually, you know, we are prospects right now. We don't know where we're going to be. We don't know what position we're going to be in. We don't know what situation we're going to land in, you know what I mean, in terms of just, like, the defensive perspective.
Yeah.
So being able to just have the knowledge of, like, everything and knowing, being aware of what's going on and what to look for and things like that is definitely, you know, a huge part of my game that I do not take for granted, for sure. And it's definitely helped me to get to this point.
I love it, man. Last one for you, Ovi. When you look back on this process, and I'm glad you mentioned earlier, obviously you were a highly touted recruit coming out of Michigan, time at Notre Dame, at Texas, and obviously finishing career down there in the boot down at LSU, man. And now when you're in this pre-draft process, just how special, man, is it going to be for you and your family and your loved ones when, you know, you hear your name called here in April here in these next few weeks?
Man, it's going to be, man, I don't even have words to describe how it's going to be. It's going to be so special, especially for my family, you know, my praying mother, my praying father, you know, my motivated little brother. So it's definitely going to be a surreal moment. And, you know, I'm just excited for the team that's going to call my name, too. You know, just for them, you know, making that investment in me and seeing something in me that, you know what I'm saying, that can contribute to their organization, which I'm ready for, you know. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of emotions for sure. But, you know, I can't wait for it.
All right, everyone. That is my conversation with LSU edge rusher Ovie Agofu. He talked about his experience. Guys, bottom line, there are maybe I could count one, two, or three guys on my hand that spent time at the prestigious programs that Ovie did, again, under Brian Kelly for 3 years up there in South Bend, under Coach Steve Sarkisian at Texas in the Big 12. Then he goes and finishes his career at LSU in the SEC, lining up against ballplayers, as I mentioned during the interview, Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas on the outside, Logan Diggs at running back, facing guys like Emory Jones and Will Campbell every day at practice, going to be two top 20 picks projected for the 2025 draft. It's just that level of experience and playing against that level of ball players is going to help in his transition to the NFL, where not only is it the highest level of the game, but it's your highest level of athletes as well that you're going to face. And that grace period for teams is something that they try to find as you work into the middle to later portions of the draft, to where guys are can come in and not just wear a jersey and have a longer grace period, but come in and compete and produce right away and have that athletic profile, and also combining that as just a hell of a football player, to where he can get after people in the run game and then pin his ears back and get after the quarterback. And Ovie Agofu, again, edge rusher from LSU, did that. If you guys haven't seen his tape, whether it's at Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, wearing that gold helmet, at Texas with the Longhorns, or at LSU with the Tigers, make sure you guys take a few minutes as we get closer towards this draft. You guys check out his tape at all three of those spots. So my thanks goes out to Ovie during his busy schedule as we creep closer towards Detroit. And as always, appreciate you guys tuning in, taking time out of your day, tuning in these prospect interviews. And know you guys love to hear from all these guys that may end up on your team here in these next few months and potentially down the road. So as always, appreciate you guys. You can find all my work on X at _ Ryan Fowler, as well as on Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. And of course, you can find this podcast on all podcast platform. So I appreciate you guys. As always, we'll talk to you soon. I am Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.